Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ready. It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network, and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Wednesday, hump day. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha. Addie Bates is not with us. I lied. Addie Bates will be back with us tomorrow, I believe. But Nick Costos, he joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's college football playoff rankings. Did the committee get it right? That is the question that everyone is asking this afternoon. We'll break down the first CFP rankings of the season all throughout the show today. Betting ramifications. I do think there's a bet to be made based off of the rankings last night and how things might line up over the course of the final month of the regular season in college football. But as always, if you miss anything across these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, I mean, we're putting the content on there for you to consume in on-demand fashion. NFL, NBA, college football, hockey bets, shout out to Frozen Femi. Like, there's so much content for you to consume. The least you could do is subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. We have three guests who'll be joining us throughout the program today, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. Odyssey NFL Insider, analyst for NFL Network and Compass Media, Brian Baldinger joins us for his weekly Wednesday spot as we get the film perspective on what we should expect to see in Week 10. In the NFL, coming up on the second half of the regular season. Can't believe we've made it this far. At 5:40 Eastern, college football analyst for CBS Sports, host of the Cover 3 podcast, Chip Patterson joins us here on You Better You Bet, as we'll get his reaction to the first CFP rankings from the committee and what it means going forward. We'll talk to Chip at 5:40 Eastern. And then during the Power Hour at 6:20 Eastern time, co-host of First Things First on FS1, Danny Parkins, will check in with us here on his weekly Wednesday spot as we tackle all of the biggest storylines from throughout the National Football League, which I'm assuming is going to be a lot of trade deadline talk. Danny wants to talk about what the Jets did, what the Cowboys did, the Seahawks, all these moves that we saw yesterday in the NFL. We break it down with Danny Parkins at 6:20 Eastern. But let's get into last night's main event. And it wasn't even on the field or the court or the rink or anywhere. It was in the committee room with the college football playoff rankings, the first edition of the CFP rankings this season. Of course, we'll get four more iterations in the regular season, then the final one coming after Championship Saturday. That'll be on a Sunday morning before we get to the NFL games, that one coming in mid-December. But last night, we got the top 25 from the committee. Now, we're not going to go through all the teams, but I'll go through like the top 14. I think that's fair here on this Wednesday. And number one last night was Ohio State. No surprise there. The Ohio State Buckeyes, defending national champions, undefeated. They are your number one team in the country, according to the CFP committee. Number two, Indiana. Number three, Texas A&M. Number four, Alabama. Five, Georgia. Six, Ole Miss. Seven, BYU. BYU up a little bit higher than they had in the AP poll. Number eight, Texas Tech. Number nine, Oregon. Oregon, number six in the AP poll. Number nine in the CFP rankings. Number 10, Notre Dame. Number 11, Texas. Number 12, Oklahoma. Number 13, Utah. And to include an ACC team, because if the season ended today, they would be in the playoff. Number 14, Virginia. So those are your top 14. If you want to see the rest of them, it's all out there everywhere on social media. You can look it up. You can Google it really quickly. The top 25 for the CFP. So the breakdown in terms of the conferences, seven teams from the Big Ten, nine from the SEC, which there's six from the SEC in the top 12. it is the best conference. I mean, like we can all have our jokes and stuff, but like it is the best conference. Three from the Big 12, five from the ACC, and then one independent makes up the top 25. And if the season ended today, our matchups, somewhat interesting. So you'd have your top four, because this year, unlike last year, the seeding is just going to be straight like 1 through 14. And that's how they're going to do the matchups. It's not going to be, the four highest ranked conference champions get the bye weeks. We're not doing that. It's like Boise State and the group of five team is not going to be getting a bye week unless they're like absolutely unreal that season. So this year, the bye weeks would be two SEC teams and two Big Ten teams. So you have Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, and Alabama as your top four with byes into the quarterfinals. The on-campus games in the first round today would be Memphis at Georgia, Oregon at Texas Tech, Virginia at Ole Miss, and Notre Dame at BYU. Now, we'll talk a little bit later on in the show about like, hey, what would we want to do in those games from a betting standpoint? Who would we like, et cetera, et cetera. But those would be your CFP matchups once again, and for the final time, if the season ended today. But let's get into the big takeaways, because this is the real meat of the thing. And this is where I think it gets juicy. And for me, and I'll preface this by saying the following. It's November 5th. Things will play themselves out. And I know this is a 4TV content generator, the CFP rankings, and it gets us talking about it on a week-to-week basis, because we all love college football. It's the second most popular sport in America behind the NFL. Like, we're all obsessed with this stuff, which means we're going to overreact to this stuff. But damn it, let's overreact and let's obsess over the minutia, because my biggest takeaway from last night is what I brought up with Nick yesterday on the show, that being Tuesday. What's going to happen with the Notre Dame-Miami ranking? So, as I said, Notre Dame is the 10th ranked team in the country, according to the College Football Playoff Committee. They are 8 spots ahead of the Miami Hurricanes. For those who don't remember, Miami, in week one, beat Notre Dame 27-24 on South Beach. Now, that's not the only result that we've seen so far this college football season. And over the last few weeks, Miami's been kind of a disaster. They've lost twice since October 17th. One was a home loss to Louisville, 24-21. And I'll say this about that loss. Louisville is the 15th ranked team in the country. It's not like they lost to, like, the worst team in America. Like, Louisville's number 15. But they lost to Louisville at home in a bad loss. Last Saturday, terrible loss in Dallas to SMU, 26-20 in overtime. So those results must matter, and those results are why Miami is sitting at number 18 and Notre Dame is at number 10, despite Miami beating Notre Dame in week one. But here's my issue, because Notre Dame and Miami have a couple things in common. One, they're both two lost teams. They are two lost teams. So you could make the argument, hey, we're talking about teams that are in the same playing field. You know, teams that are kind of punching at the same weight class. We literally saw these teams play week one. It was a close game that Miami won. So, like, I don't really subscribe to the theory that, oh my God, Notre Dame is so much better than Miami. Like, we literally saw the game. Miami beat them. And Notre Dame right now is playing better than Miami. But, like, the game in week one must matter. Otherwise, why the hell did we play the game in the first place? That's my opinion. So, I understand, like, the committee in the years past, and even last year for that matter, which must preface this by saying the committees change from year to year. So certain committees value some things over others. It's a fluid situation. But what we've been told is that when you lose shouldn't matter. And when you lose shouldn't be a massive deal to bring you down. Because as we saw last year, the eventual national champion prior to the playoff, their most recent result was an embarrassing loss as a 20-point favorite against Michigan. Like, it didn't matter because we all knew Ohio State belonged in the playoff and they were one of the best teams, and they went on to go out and destroy everyone in the CFP. Like, it didn't matter. But Miami is being held to the order of operation. When they lost has mattered. And Miami, the recency bias of their losses is 100% why they are 8 spots behind the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Like, if we're going to go off recency bias, why do we need a committee? Like that's my thing. Like, if we're going to say, oh, like, the results matter and when they happen matter, like, what's the point? Isn't the purpose of the committee to be able to take the 10,000-foot view and look at the season in its totality and say, to this point, this is where we sit? Like, why do we need a committee if it's just, well, oh, the last time you played, you lost, so we got to bump you down? Like, dude, you put them 8 spots behind a team that they already beat? How does that make sense? And here's what the committee said. Committee Chair Mac Rhodes, on Miami being ranked 18th. He said, quote, I think Miami right now offensively is struggling a bit. So the committee felt strongly about where they were ranked. For Miami, I'm just going to say it. It's about consistency. There's a lack of consistency, and we just need to see more consistency out of Miami heading down the stretch. So, like, they're telling you right then and there, what happens down the stretch has a lot more weight than what happened in September. That's what they're telling you. Because the results in September is Miami beat the number 10 team in the country, Notre Dame. Like, that's the head-to-head result. And the committee apparently doesn't want to follow any of the criteria of, hey, when the games happen shouldn't be a massive deal. Like, I don't understand what the point is in having all of these metrics that we look at. Because you look at some of these metrics, I'll tell you what, Miami and Notre Dame, there's not that much of a difference. We got strength of schedule, strength of record metrics that we all talk about. I mean, how about we have new metrics? Since we're going to put Notre Dame at number 10 as the best two-loss team in the country, I guess they're going strength of aura. Is that what we're doing? Strength of tradition, knowing that Notre Dame's a national powerhouse. You know, strength of the eye test presented by Pearle Vision. That's what we're talking about with Notre Dame's eye test. Strength of TV ratings. That's where we're at. That's the only way you can justify Notre Dame being the 10th ranked team in the country and 8 spots ahead of Miami. Because get this, Miami has 4 wins against ESPN's top 35 in the Football Power Index. Miami beat a Florida team that beat 11th ranked Texas, and this past Saturday played a very close game against 5th ranked Georgia. Miami beat that Florida team. And also the cherry on top. They beat Notre Dame head to head. Like, I don't understand this whatsoever. Meanwhile, here's Notre Dame's resume. 2 close losses to Miami and Texas A&M. And usually anytime when you have to start the resume conversation with close losses, you know we're working with a banger here, right? like that's the resume for Notre Dame. Two close losses to Miami and Texas A&M. Now, they have a win over 19th ranked USC, so kudos to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. But here's some of the other results. Demolitions of Purdue, Arkansas, Boise State, NC State, and Boston College. None of those teams are going to sniff the college football playoff. Make it make sense. I would totally understand this if Notre Dame lost to Miami, lost to A&M, but then beat like Ohio State or beat some other really good program to where it's like you could actually talk yourself into, okay, like Notre Dame actually is much better and we shouldn't hold this one result against them. But they've beaten nobody outside of USC. They've literally beaten nobody. And we're just to assume, yeah, they're much better than Miami. Like, come on. Let's be for real here. These two teams are much closer together than we actually suggest. And maybe Miami just plays themselves out of the conversation. And that's likely to happen because Mario Cristobal is their head coach. But let's let it happen. The committee is not supposed to be projecting. They're supposed to be ranking teams up to the point of November 4th. And last night, if that's the case, they completely whiffed on putting Notre Dame at number 10 and putting Miami down at number 18. Now, there's some other takeaways from the CFP rankings. I mentioned the SEC with the six teams in the top 12. I mean, it's honestly not that hard to argue, to be quite honest. Also, like, why is Texas behind Notre Dame? Why is Oklahoma behind Notre Dame? Those teams got better wins than Notre Dame. Strength of aura is what's carrying the Fighting Irish. The ACC, the committee told us last night, last year's not happening. This is a one-bid league. Virginia, their highest-rated team, is coming in at 14. That tells you all you need to know. And Miami's lumped into that, unfortunately, for the Hurricanes. But the ACC is going to be a one-bid league. Also, another fun fact, and this is like a real doozy here. No group of five teams in the top 25 of the rankings. And Yahoo Sports' Ross Dellinger tweeted this last night. And it's really interesting because this just goes to show you the backroom deals that are going on. If this were to happen in the final rankings, the committee would simply select what they believe is the best group of five conference champion to be the 12 seed. Currently, that's Memphis, but boy, oh boy, they love hanging in the gray area. On the other side, we'll tackle the top stories from throughout the world of sports here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging out with you guys this Wednesday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll hear from Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the college football playoff rankings from last night. My beef with the committee, I just talked about in the last segment. I don't think Notre Dame and Miami have this 8-gap difference in the rankings there. Notre Dame 10, Miami 18 doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. They're both two lost teams. Notre Dame has like only one somewhat good win over USC, and they beat a bunch of patsies the rest of the season. And apparently they need to be a top 10 team. I haven't seen it, but hey, whatever. I guess it'll all play itself out over the final month of the regular season. 20 minutes from now, though, we'll get into some NFL awards. We have another new favorite for NFL MVP. We'll break that down. Also, offensive player of the year. Is now the time to strike against Jonathan Taylor? We'll answer that question coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, is our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, were you as frustrated with the rankings as I was after what we saw last night from the CFP committee?
I'm glad that was the question you asked, Femi, because it was expected for me. Because I grew up, I went to Syracuse. I grew up in Chicago, so in theory, I should be a Notre Dame fan, but I'm not. As a Syracuse guy, when Syracuse was there, Donovan McNabb was there when I was there, and they were a good team. And the bowl situation at the time was always like Big East number two or Notre Dame, Big East number three or Notre Dame. That was the thing. So like Notre Dame was just taking Big East spots in these major bowls. It happened to Syracuse multiple times. I got so tired of all the preferential treatment that Notre Dame receives that when you see like Notre Dame getting that much higher, I know Miami is a big football program, but Notre Dame always gets this benefit of the doubt because in the end, the committee wants to make money too. Yeah, they want the best teams, but they want to make money, and they make more money when Notre Dame is in the playoff. And you can't tell me otherwise that doesn't play into it.
Oh yeah, that's 100% a fact. I mean, last year's title game being Ohio State Notre Dame, like, that was a ratings bonanza. You got the Buckeyes, the world famous Ohio State Buckeyes,
right,
and then Notre Dame. Like, yeah, like you're gonna get a hell of a rating with that one. My thing is just that, like, look at who Notre Dame has beaten. Like, it's one thing if they've beaten other good teams and just had a hiccup against Miami. They had the hiccup against Miami. They lost to A&M, and now they beat USC, who can barely function when they have to leave the Pacific time zone. Like, it's like they've beaten nobody. And somehow, the committee's just like, oh, top 10 team. They couldn't even cover against Boston College. Bill O'Brien's under fire now out there in Boston. Go search his name on Twitter if you want to find out that press conference clip from yesterday. Like, BC covered wire to wire, and it wasn't even close. I bet BC against Notre Dame. So yeah, I think the whole thing is just crazy to me. Like, they're not even like that great. Like, yeah, on paper, maybe like sometimes they have moments where they look good, and let's see what happens when they have to take on Pitt in a couple of weeks here. But like, my goodness, the benefit of the doubt that Notre Dame gets that other schools don't get. I get it. Traditions, aura, all that stuff, TV ratings. But even with that, it's still pretty ridiculous when you look at it on a sheet of paper.
Yeah, but we're going to have to wonder if Notre Dame ends up with three losses, could they still sneak into the playoff because of where they are right now?
There will be a riot There will be a riot nationally. Where are they at? Grapevine, Texas is where the committee hangs out at. I'm telling you, they might want to switch locations, right? Like, they do not want that smoke if they put a three-loss Notre Dame in the college football playoff. But let's hope we don't have to cross that bridge. Maybe Notre Dame shuts me up and runs the table and kicks ass in the playoffs. That could be the case. I just don't think it really is going to be that way. All right, let's get to the top stories that we have here on this Wednesday, Bill. What's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
I mean, it's the day after the NFL trade line, and GMs and coaches are talking about what transpired. New York Jets GM Darren Mooney was the biggest mover at the deadline, of course, trading Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner to the Cowboys and Colts, respectively. Jets stockpile a ton of high-premium picks, trading both of them. They even looked to trade edge Jermaine Johnson and running back Breece Hall, but teams would not meet their prices for those players. But despite those moves, Mooney claims they're not resetting the roster. Here's what he said. He says, quote, "This isn't a teardown. The goal is to always win. Look, these coaches and players work too hard every day, all day, with the goal of winning on Sunday. And that never changes because that's what the fans deserve. That's what the players deserve. That's what the coaches deserve. And that never changes." I mean, he could say whatever he wants, and his goal is to win. I don't think his goal is to win in 2025.
Yeah, actions speak a hell of a lot louder than words. like this is like, you can say that, and you kind of have to say that. You can't tell the fan base with a half the season to go being like, "Yeah, man, we're out here trying to lose games. See you next year." Like, that's not going to fly. Like, you have to sort of like sell this message, but your actions say one thing. Your actions say that you traded away a former all-pro defensive tackle who's not 30 years old. You traded away a former all-pro cornerback who's not 30 years old. Like, you're trading away talented assets, and you got back great returns. So I'm not even like shading Darren Mooney for doing this. Like, I'd have done the same damn thing. If the Cowboys called me and said that, "Hey, we want this for Quinnen Williams," if the Colts called me and said, "Hey, we want this for Sauce Gardner," like, I'm saying yes to both those deals. So it's a great job by the Jets yesterday, as we talked about on the program at the end of the trade deadline. But let's just also be real. And Aaron Glenn kind of let us in on what the real was too at his press conference earlier today, because he said that, "Hey, like, I want Jets fans to be proud, but they just might not be proud right now." like that's actually what's going on. I mean, our video producer Mike Brown, he's a big time Jets fan. Every time we bring up the New York Jets, he wants to go play in traffic. Like, we all know what it is, but it's gonna take time. Things are going to be better for the Jets as long as they don't screw these draft picks up, which it is the Jets, so maybe that's a possibility. But they have a lot of ammunition to get their quarterback and get other key cornerstone pieces for the future over the next few years at cheap contracts. That's how you build a team. I think this is just step one on what should be a pretty good rebuild here for Gangrene. So, yeah, Mooney, you kind of have to say that, but like, let's be for real. You tore this down because it's a terrible team, and you realized it, and you made smart moves. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles are always looking to tinker their roster as they gear up for another Super Bowl push. But one thing they were not going to do is trade one of their best players. That may seem like an odd thing to say, but GM Howie Roseman actually addressed the media and talked about why they did not trade star receiver A.J. Brown.
"I think that when you're trying to be a great team, it's hard to trade great players. And A.J. Brown's a great player. He wears the C for a reason. He's an important part of this team. Of this organization. He cares about winning. He cares about his teammates. And, you know, I think that when you're a team like ours that is looking forward to an opportunity to compete for a championship, you just don't get rid of the guys like that. And so feel very lucky to have him on our team, and excited about the second half of the season with him."
Well, Femi, it's been an odd situation with Brown and the Eagles the last couple of years, but I certainly don't expect Roseman to address not trading arguably their best player.
I can't believe this is where we are with this. Like, I know, like, A.J. Brown's had all these like weird cryptic IG posts and whatever stories and all that. Like, dude, that's just receiver behavior. That's how receivers operate. But the whole time, all throughout this season, and we've been saying it here on this program, like, he's one of their best players. He's one of the best receivers in the NFL. There's no way in hell they're trading A.J. Brown. I don't know what he would, maybe if he wanted to fight Jalen Hurts, then they'd have to do it. But like, I don't know what he would have to do to make the Eagles trade him. He's too valuable, as Howie Roseman said. And smart general managers Don't trade away valuable assets, especially when people might think, oh, maybe I could call Philly for AJ Brown. No, I'm hanging up the phone because we're trying to go win another Super Bowl. We're trying to repeat as Super Bowl champions, as they should be doing. The fact that this is a conversation, like, this isn't people getting caught up in all of the social media posts from AJ Brown. He's a little bit upset, especially there was a time where he wasn't getting the football. The passing game stunk. Recently, passing game's been a little bit better. It's shown signs of life. I know he missed the last game against the Giants, but like they still were pretty damn well in that game. And he was pretty well in the game against the Minnesota Vikings the week prior. Like, this passing game has shown that they're turning a corner. I think we're going to look back in like 4 or 6 weeks from now and laugh that Howie Roseman even had to address that they're not trading AJ Brown. It seems comical that they would ever even cross his mind at this point in the season. No, the Eagles are very much contenders and they need AJ Brown to fulfill their high expectations. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, this next story is evolving as we speak because this just happened minutes ago. C.J. Stroud did not practice and remained in concussion protocol, but minutes ago, D'Amico Ryans, addressing the media, said that he will be out for this Sunday's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Davis Mills will be the starter. Femi, the Texans were a 1.5-point favorite. It is now the Jags minus one, so a 2.5-point swing with that news over at BetMGM.
Yeah, the betting market was kind of anticipating this as this had Houston as only about a 1-point favorite. We're all wondering like, hey, like because Houston would have been favored by like, what, 2.5, maybe even 3 in this game if CJ Stroud was perfectly healthy. But the fact that they ruled him out now, that's not a great sign. Like, hopefully CJ Stroud is good and maybe he's able to go next week. But like, if it's a Wednesday, hey, we're already just ruling you out. We're not even letting you go through the week and see if you can clear the protocol. That seems like it's a really bad concussion. Not like there's like good concussions, but this seems like this might be more than your usual miss one game. So let's keep this in mind going forward for Houston. But man, like, this is a bummer for Houston and for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, this is a chance to maybe steal a game that they potentially could have lost had Stroud played in the game. Like, Jacksonville's very much in the thick of this thing in the AFC South. Like, let's just say, like, for some reason, maybe Indianapolis loses on Sunday in Germany. It's an international game. Weird things have happened. The Colts schedule does get a lot tougher. And Drew Dinsick, the whale capper, was on with us on Tuesday, yesterday, and talked about how, like, hey, like, Jacksonville at 3-1 or greater is a bet in the AFC South. I'm not sure if I'm there yet, but I'm at least a little bit more open to that idea if the Jags are going to catch a break like they're going to catch this week. Now, they also have to get healthy. Brian Thomas Jr. has his injury issues. Travis Hunter, they're hoping he's going to come back in about a month or so. So Jacksonville has their problems. But like, this is a massive, massive loss for a Houston team that has just never really been able to get right this season. Start off with the O-line issues. O-line starts to get fixed. And now we have C.J. Stroud getting hurt. Just not one of those seasons for Houston. And it looks like they're going to lighten up that grip on the AFC South that they've had over the last couple of years under D'Amico Ryans and CJ Stroud. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, this next story has been interesting the last couple days, and it started after Monday Night Football when the Cardinals beat the Cowboys, and Troy Aikman and Joe Buck said that they expect the Cardinals to stick with Jacoby Brissett, which Adam Schefter felt that was enough to tweet that out. And Adam Schefter does not tweet out speculation like that ordinarily. Of course, the next day, Jonathan Gannon comes out and says that Jacoby Brissett will be their starter moving forward. And now today, Schefter reporting that the Cardinals are placing quarterback Kyler Murray on injured reserve due to his foot injury. So he's going to be out a minimum of 4 games. The Cardinals say this will give Murray a chance to focus on rehabbing his foot injury and that he is committed to getting back as soon as possible. So Femi, indeed, Kyler Murray will be focusing on his health bucket.
Yeah, we got to get that health bucket up, man. It was on E, I guess. I guess we got to take Jonathan Gannon's word for it. It's like Kyler's worried about the health bucket. This, I think, gives them a very, very big opportunity to see if Jacoby Brissett is their guy. And that's what makes yesterday so intriguing to me. Gannon having to be like, oh, like, we're going to go with Jacoby Brissett. Like, why couldn't he could have just played this off and waited until today to say, hey, Kyler's on IR. Jacoby Brissett is going to be our quarterback for the next 4 games. Like, and nobody would have been like, oh, it's a benching or whatever. He could have bought himself an entire month and let's see how it all plays out. But we had yesterday's news, and then now you have this on top of it. This just, to me, feels like it's more of like a saving of the face for Kyler Murray than anything. But if this does help him get right health-wise, great. That's good for him because I think Kyler, this time next year, he's going to be looking for another team. Like, so, like, don't go out there and play on an injury that might get worse, because I think this is the Arizona Cardinals saying, we are done in the Kyler Murray business, and we're going to roll through with Jacoby Brissett at least to the end of this year, and let's see how he plays. And if he plays poorly, we're in the quarterback market in 2026. But if he plays well, maybe, just maybe, Jacoby Brissett is all of a sudden a reclamation project that we've seen over the last few years in the NFL with the likes of the Baker Mayfields and the Sam Darnolds and now the Daniel Joneses of the world. So who knows? The door is open for Jacoby Brissett. But for this week against the Seattle Seahawks, I don't think it's going to go well. Like, this is about as diametrically opposite in terms of a strength of defense that he will be facing, going from the Cowboys in the Monday to now the Seattle Seahawks on the road on Sunday. I think the Seahawks whack the Arizona Cardinals this upcoming Sunday. I like laying the 6.5 with Seattle. It's not going to end well for Jacoby in Arizona. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Femi, let's do a little NBA here, because we got to ask a question. Are the Chicago Bulls for real? They erase a 24-point deficit to beat the Philadelphia 76ers 113-111. They were down 21 at halftime. They win it on a last-second three by Nikola Vucevic. Bulls are now 6-1 and all alone atop the Eastern Conference.
I tell you what is for real is the money that I lost last night betting the Philadelphia 76ers. That's for real. And I blame Nick Kostos, because he put the bad vibes out there saying, I think we have a loser on our hands. Like, the Sixers should have won this game. They couldn't score in the last 4.5 minutes. Literally, no points. They were stuck on 111 for the final 426 and lost the game by two. Just like one or two more buckets, they win the game. This is insane how they blew this one. But credit to the Bulls and credit to Josh Giddey. Giddey's been amazing so far this season, putting up triple doubles, it feels like, every single night. Like, this guy has been unreal. And now with the keys in his hands out there in Chicago, let's see how far this thing can go. In a wide open Eastern Conference, why can't the Bulls be like the 4 seed come playoff time? Not to say that they're going to make a deep run, but that's a big time improvement over where things have been for the Chicago Bulls in the last couple of decades. So kudos to the Bulls, kudos to Giddey, but unfortunately for me, a loser on the Philadelphia 76ers, which was just one of those kind of nights in the association. On the other side, we tackle the NFL awards as we have a new favorite in the MVP market.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Wednesday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's college football playoff rankings, the first rankings this season from the committee, and how he feels and bets that to be made going forward off of last night's rankings. I have a bet. I'll talk about that with Nick coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But right now, let's go ahead and get into some NFL awards talk as we have the three marquee awards to discuss: MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year. And I want to spend a decent amount of time here on MVP because, like we've had a couple different times this season, a new favorite in the betting market. So right now, after what we saw this past weekend in the NFL, of course, the big game, Bills and the Chiefs, and we talked about that game, saying, hey, like, this is a massive game for Buffalo. If Josh Allen wins, he's likely going to be the favorite. If Mahomes wins, Mahomes is going to take over favorite status even more. Well, it was Josh Allen once again in the regular season as he improves to 5-1 against Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. So Josh Allen, your preseason favorite, your reigning defending MVP from last year, is once again the favorite to win it this year. He is now plus 160 over at BetMGM. And to me, if you're going to project it going forward, this makes a lot of sense. Now, you could look at the stats just in a vacuum and say, well, to this point, how could Josh Allen be the favorite? And I think there are people who have that opinion out there. And this is not to throw shade towards any of them, because it's totally fair. If you're looking at where things stand at the midway point, it's like Josh Allen's not the MVP. If they were to hold the vote today, Josh Allen would not win the MVP. In fact, I think Drake May would probably win the MVP. And he's the second choice in the market at plus 450. But when you project it going forward, you have to favor Allen, because Buffalo, while right now they are in second place in the AFC East, they are favored to have more wins than the New England Patriots. The Buffalo Bills' updated win total over at BetMGM is 12.5. Buffalo, to be the AFC number one seed, we know how much the one seed is correlated with who wins the MVP from a quarterback standpoint. Buffalo's plus 125 to be the one seed. So from a team success standpoint, Josh Allen has the upper hand on Drake May. But from a stats standpoint, not so much. So the two nerdy stats that we always talk about for quarterbacks when it comes to deciding who's the MVP: EPA per play and QBR. EPA per play, expected points added per play, but we just shortened it out to EPA per play. Josh Allen's fifth in EPA per play, which is pretty good. You know, like, you want to be kind of in like that top five. Ideally, you want to be number one or number two. That's where most MVPs end the season. But Josh Allen's fifth, no problem. It's November 5th. You don't need to worry about Josh Allen being fifth. QBR, Josh Allen's 11th. According to QBR, there have been 10 better quarterbacks than Josh Allen this season. Now, like, QBR is not perfect. It's just ESPN's version of like a catch-all metric to determine who's playing the quarterback position well. And QBR is also very fluid. Like, if Allen rips off four great games over the next month, he could definitely be right back into the top three of QBR. That is 100% a thing that can happen. But as it stands right now, he's just a little bit further off the pack than you'd want your MVP guy to be. But as we project going forward and you look at Buffalo's schedule going forward, you have to favor Josh Allen. Like, there's still another half of football to be played. And that's one thing to keep in mind with all of these awards. Guys, we're at the midway point. like the midway point of the season. Like, this thing has a couple more twists and turns before we actually get home and find the eventual winner. But if you were going to handicap it, like the sports books are doing, Josh Allen should be the guy that you have favored because of the schedule, the team success, and his overall pedigree as a former MVP. Now let's get to Drake May. Drake May is plus 450 over at BetMGM. The Patriots also have an easy schedule. Funny how that works in the AFC East. Their updated win total, though, 11.5 as opposed to the 12.5. They're plus 450 to be the one seed, which is so funny. Like, you see Drake May's MVP price and the Patriots' one seed price, literally the exact same thing. The betting market is telling you this is a correlated deal. Like, if the Patriots get the one seed, this is your MVP. Like, that's what they're telling you. So honestly, like, if you love Drake May, I'd rather bet the one seed than bet the MVP for two different reasons. One, you get your money faster. The one seed bet cashes at the end of the regular season. The MVP bet doesn't cash until Super Bowl honors week or NFL honors week during Super Bowl, which is like 2 days prior to that. So you got to wait till February to cash that bad boy. And then two, you don't have to deal with any of the voters. You don't have to sweat out what are the humans going to do. No, you're just going to bet them to be the one seed. Now, it doesn't have to work out that way. They could be the two seed and maybe he wins it. But based on the AFC and how these teams are kind of fitting together, I think your AFC East winner is probably going to be your one seed. And then the team that finishes in second is likely your five seed. I think that's where we're headed. Kind of like that Minnesota-Detroit dynamic that we had last year in the NFC North. I think we have it this year in the AFC East. AFC East winner, one seed. AFC East second place, five seed. So to me, if you're really in love with Drake May, I'd rather just bet plus 450 to be the AFC one seed in New England as opposed to betting Drake May to win the MVP. Now, individually, Drake May, really, really strong. Fourth in EPA per play, fifth in QBR. And then this is the week where you start to see the mid-season awards content. People who are either voters or voter-adjacent people, people who cover the sport, who just talk about it. Everyone's doing their mid-season awards content this week because we are at the midway point. And the consensus guy at the midway point is Drake May. So it makes a lot of sense as to why Drake May would be the second choice on the odds board. Is this the time to bet him? I don't think so. Because I think Buffalo is going to win the division. I think Josh Allen is going to be the front runner at the end of the season to win the MVP. But if you disagree with me and you like New England, like, this to me feels like not necessarily a buy point this particular week, given the fact that they're an underdog against the Buccaneers. But after that game against Tampa, I think you want to be in there betting Drake May, which we'll reassess what that price looks like if they do indeed lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Sunday. Another guy I want to bring up here, the last guy for MVP before we move on to Offensive Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. The riser. The guy, I mean, we see one of these every single week. There is someone who has an outstanding performance, and all of a sudden we see the big time price drop. And this week, that person is Matthew Stafford. And Matthew Stafford right now is plus 500 over at BetMGM. And I know the way I'm kind of framing this, it kind of almost sounds like I think that this is like way wrong or I'm skeptical. No, I'm not skeptical at all. I actually think this makes quite a bit of sense that Matthew Stafford is at 5-1. I just don't know, given Puka Nacua's injury status and health status, like, he's now hurt with rib injuries. I just don't know if the Rams are going to be really humming along at this level for the entirety of the season. Now, Stafford is leading the league in touchdown passes with 20. I remember the halfway point, the guy already has 20 touchdowns. It's absurd what he's been doing. He's been awesome. The Rams, plus 350 to be the one seed, win total of 11.5. Like, there is a chance at the end of the year, let's say Stafford continues on this run, they go 13-4. Like, why wouldn't they vote for Matthew Stafford? He's never won the award. This could be like a lifetime achievement award for Matthew Stafford. Ninth in EPA per play, 10th in QBR, not the greatest, but if he keeps playing the way that he is with the volume numbers, I think there will be people that want to give the award to Matthew Stafford. So he's a guy that, like, is for sure the third guy to me, and that's how the betting market has him rated. But man, I think if he continues on this run, and they have a massive game this Sunday against the 49ers, Stafford will be heard from at the end of this awards race come January. Real quick, I lied. One guy I wanted to hit, and it's Patrick Mahomes. He's plus 350 now. I said it last week, and I actually think it's true. I think the loss to the Buffalo Bills eliminated Mahomes from winning MVP. Unless Kansas City runs the table, I don't think you want to be betting Mahomes, especially at the price of plus 350. So Mahomes went from favorite status and maybe even going to even money status to, yeah, he's plus 350. Prices drifted a little bit. They're on bye week this week, but I don't think you want to be betting Mahomes to win MVP anytime soon. Let's get to offensive player of the year, where the favorite is Jonathan Taylor at minus 145 of the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts have an updated win total of 11.5. Taylor still leads the league in rushing despite the poor performance against Pittsburgh. He's at 895, 12 rushing touchdowns. He still deserves to be the favorite, but the gap is now shrinking. Like, there was that bad performance against Pittsburgh to where all of a sudden a couple guys have emerged, and they both emerged out of the NFC West. Jaxon Smith-Njigba of the Seattle Seahawks, plus 350, a guy that we talked about and bet about a month ago to win this award. There's a chance that he breaks Calvin Johnson's single season receiving yards record. And if he does that, I actually think he might beat Jonathan Taylor. So this is why you're always betting and adding guys along the way. Like, Taylor's awesome. That's great. But if you were listening, I hope you also have some JSN, because JSN, that dude's 948 yards through 8 games. That is absurd for a wide receiver. And the Seahawks, they're the toast of the town this week. They're plus 150 to win the division, win total 11.5. Like, it's an explosive offense, and he's the focal point. He checks all the boxes in terms of player pedigree. I think JSN is right there with Jonathan Taylor, and another guy that's right there with them. I don't have anything on him. He's a guy I got to sweat. 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey, who's plus 550. McCaffrey is 9th in rushing yards, 7th in receiving yards. If the Niners beat the Rams on Sunday and McCaffrey has another big game, what do you think the story is going to be coming out of that game? It's going to be Christian McCaffrey carrying the 49ers to near first place in the NFC West. Like, that's a powerful story. And he's won the award before, which I do think hurts him against guys like Taylor and JSN. But that's a guy that I have nothing on. I'm hoping he doesn't pull this off, but he very much is a contender. And finally, defensive player of the year. The favorite is Packers edge rusher Micah Parsons at plus 170. You know, he makes sense. He's one of the best defensive players in the league. Packers are coming off a loss, which isn't great, but still, like, they're expected to be a playoff team, a double-digit win team. I think it makes a lot of sense. I think Parsons and Aiden Hutchinson are going to be going back and forth for this award. Hutchinson is at plus 400. But the guy that could mess up that sort of NFC North battle for the DPOY is a former DPOY winner in Myles Garrett, who's plus 250. The Browns are horrendous. They have an updated win total of 5.5. But Myles Garrett has 10 sacks. What happens if Myles Garrett breaks the single-season sack record? I actually think he would win the award based on consuming some of the midseason content that's out there. Not saying you need to bet this guy now, and I would never bet it at price, but if a month from now we look up and we see that he's still on pace, Myles Garrett on a horrendous Browns team becomes very, very viable to win another Defensive Player of the Year. On the other side, Nick Kostos will give us his thoughts on last night's college football playoff rankings here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.